USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is denying he conceded anything by agreeing to reopen government for 3 weeks, and he says he'll try again to persuade lawmakers to fund his border wall plan. The deal he reached with congressional leaders contains no new money for the wall, but it does end the longest shutdown in U.S. history.
The Smithsonian Museums will reopen to the public on Tuesday.
Shuttered museums and parks are preparing to reopen. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says President Trump is willing to shut down the government again to get border security.
He doesn't want to shut the government down. Let's make that very clear. He doesn't want to declare a national emergency.
With the bipartisan committee of lawmakers now working to come up with a deal on border security, the president wrote on Twitter, 21 days goes very quickly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Another Arctic cold front is taking aim at the middle of the country and also parts of the Deep South. WCCO-TV meteorologist Lisa Meadows.
We anticipate the coldest days could be for Wednesday morning and also as we go into Thursday morning. Your wind chill values across the upper Midwest dropping down close to 50 degrees below zero, which means you could see frostbite drop in just at about 5 minutes.
Is your workplace making you fatter? Pizzas ordered for a lunch meeting or cake for a colleague's birthday can pack on the calories. According to a study in the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, munchies provided by or purchased at work need to better align with healthy food guidelines and avoid high sodium or refined grains. Researchers tell MarketWatch that 150 Americans spend most of their waking hours on the job and might be prone to stress eating. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A poll of United Kingdom citizens gathers some troubling results on their view of what happened during the Holocaust in Germany. USA's Chris Barnes has the findings.
5% of adults in the UK believe the Holocaust is a myth, according to a new poll commissioned by the Holocaust Memorial Day Trust. It found another 8% believe the number of victims has been exaggerated. In fact, over 6 million Jews were systematically murdered by the Nazis, along with millions of others deemed undesirable by Adolf Hitler's regime. Trust CEO Olivia Marks-Waldman calls the finding a shocking level of widespread ignorance and denial. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Republican Maine Senator Susan Collins was on the Sunday talk show circuit. She's weighing in on the Mueller investigation and was asked how she feels about the releasing of documents on WikiLeaks. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more on the story.
During a CBS interview on Face the Nation, Republican Senator Susan Collins was asked if she thinks working with WikiLeaks should be considered a crime.
You have to know the circumstances of it, but I have great faith in Mr. Mueller's ability to pursue a fair and thorough investigation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.